definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Happy Friday. Good Friday to you. It is the end of the bench here on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with my twin, David Collier. Lucas White behind the glass taking care of us. We are live from the First United Bank Studio. 3 full hours with us here on the end of the bench. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline. That number is 806-771-0973. If you call that number, Lucas will tell you what should you get for a brunch or a little breakfast item. Maybe a little chicky, something like that.
A little doggy.
Yeah. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions to the action yesterday. Have opening day to get into. Red Raider baseball has a disappointing result in the first round of the Sweet 16. Was played yesterday. Some happenings there we'll get into. You can give us your thoughts about it on that Yates Flooring Center chat line. You can also take us anywhere with the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank. And as always, we're streaming live on Fox 34 News Now and on YouTube. I guess not on Fox 34 News Now for the first 2 hours. That's just coded into my brain saying that. We are on YouTube.
Sometimes it is.
It is?
As somebody that will turn it on at home as opposed to watch SportsCenter for the 20th time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there have been times it's on multiple hours when I don't expect it to be.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you never know. Well, possibly streaming Fox 34 News Now.
Potentially.
It's a mystery. Gentlemen, how are we today? In a Friday mood? Festive?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard not to be when we're sitting next to Clint Scott. If you're not in a festive...
Do I make you feel festive?
Yes. Fear of not being festive, I think, is what it is, or what you're going to do every single moment while we're in here. I'm excited. I hope my bracket goes well. Let me rephrase that. I don't really care about my bracket anymore because I lost North Carolina yesterday, so all the listener league people don't have to hear me brag about being in the top five anymore.
There you go. Hey, once you get like your official, not like one Elite Eight teams out or something like that, but whenever you're officially, hey, my bracket is just all sorts of screwy, there's no way it's going to resemble anything that is pleasant to the eye and winning percentages, do you go full anarchy mode, or are you still like, I'm still pulling for, you know, I still got this two teams that I'm relying on? Because I go full anarchy mode.
Oh, no, yeah, full anarchy. I'm totally fine if Illinois plays in the national championship game against, what would be a good one, Marquette. Sign me up for that.
What about Clemson versus North Carolina State?
I'm going to have to pass on that one, although I've been giving What is it, Bill Brownwell?
Oh, Brownwell. Sorry.
Grief all this time. I guess I have to applaud him at this point. I mean, whether I like it or not, they've gone a lot farther than I certainly predict them to go. Mm-hmm. So, but I'll stop at everybody except for Clemson. I don't want Clemson to win a national title.
That would be odd, right?
It would be very strange.
I saw a tweet yesterday like, here you go. You guys wanted all this expansion, and what happened? Clemson's still playing Alabama.
Yep.
they're all happy.
They joked about it on the broadcast last night. It was like, this whole time the bracket, we've been talking about North Carolina and Arizona going head-to-head because Love's going to get his revenge against the Tar Heels. And we get the football matchup.
This might be the same answer. Who do you like the least of who's left of now, I guess, 12 active teams in the bracket?
I don't have a disdain for them. I just don't know enough about Clemson, although they have been impressive. I would probably go Purdue, though.
Yes, I don't know. And I can't even tell you why that I don't like Purdue. I see Zach Edey, and I'm just frustrated.
I can tell you why, because it goes back to history of previous failures in the NCAA tournament and believing in them in my other brackets. Mm-hmm. That's it. And if you slow down and I don't really like tall people. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, what does that have to do with you?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm not Zach Edey tall. Oh. That dude is a buff blue alien from Space Jam.
Yes.
Yeah. He is that alien on steroids.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
I like tall people, just to let you know. Do you like short people?
Yes, I like all people. Okay. Why do you have to?
Because you were making fun of short people earlier before the.
There's a specific height range that I just cannot stand that type of person. I won't tell you that height range.
Okay,
good. It is within an inch and a half of each other.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't. I like all people, Collier. Inclusive here. Well, Lucas, how are you?
You just asked me who I hated from the bracket, so.
Well, that's a team thing. That's not like attacking someone personally.
No, okay.
Goodness. Lucas?
I'm good. It's Good Friday. Just listening to you two. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed? Now, I know that there's been teams that have been knocked out, obviously, that we root for, but just in general, have you enjoyed this year's NCAA tournament? It's been pretty chalky, which is much different, especially from last year. It's like, I mean, way like bipolar different. If you were anti-chalk and you were anarchy, last year was the bracket. Last year was the tournament for you. This year has been fairly chalky.
I found this bracket extremely boring, personally.
Really?
I mean, we talked about it last week, or I guess earlier this week, how many blowouts there have been in this tournament. Yeah.
There's another one last night, by the way.
I know. Yeah.
UConn is just incredible.
Just rolling people. They were up by a whole 9 points at the half, and I was like, oh, maybe San Diego State's going to make it interesting.
I know you could go back to – I'm going my lifetime right here. So since 1992, so before you pull out the UCLA and you know, that stuff, I get it. There have been dominant runs before. But if UConn repeats – and does it the same way, or at least close to the same way that they've done the first three rounds, I think you got to look at this as like one of the most impressive short kind of few years of a basketball program, which is just incredible. And I don't have any ill will towards UConn. I would like to see the games be interesting.
Yes.
And I think they will run into some sort of interesting game, even if they were to continue and win it. I mean, and we all know how the tournament works. They get knocked out in the next round. You know, just because they're dominant right now or have been over the first three opponents doesn't mean that when they get to the Elite Eight or if they get to the Final Four that there's not going to be some trouble. I'm just hoping that there is some trouble to keep their games interesting. The last thing that I want to see is just blowout all the way. And it's like, okay, yeah, they did just average 20-point wins and the national championship game was over as it went into the half, you know, or even early second half because – it's just meh.
Well, and it looks like it has the potential of that. I mean,
the only thing that would, only good thing that would come from that is our little side.
Oh, yes. That would be great for you.
Yeah, it would be great for me. We did.
Oh, speaking of which, that would be you against me at 5:09 on Saturday. UConn against Illinois.
Oh yeah, yeah. We between us three here and one Choice Woodman, we have. Did a little side thing where at the Sweet 16, we drew out of a helmet, because that's what we have in the room, four teams each, you know, to whoever drew the national championship won.
Yeah.
One of us
in
got
hindsight,
UConn.
We should have done it where the second place or the person that had the other championship game got, like, the tinier trophy that we're giving out. You know, you get the big trophy for the first. Mm-hmm. We should have given a tinier trophy about.
You're talking to the tiny trophy master. I've got two tiny trophies back there. They're just ready to be given away.
We'll do that next year, I guess. I don't think we can agree at this point with people losing the majority of. Actually, how many do you have left?
I've got all four of mine.
Yeah, see.
But I was 2-0 last night. Choice had two of his knocked out. He had drafted Iowa State and who's the other one I got beat? North Carolina. Yeah, that was his one seed.
At least he had a one seed.
One of us had 2-1 seats. It is the end of the bench here on 100.7, The Score. When we come back, we'll tell you what you need to know.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7, The Score.
It's time for what you need to know here on the End of the Bench. You've got us on 100.7, The Score and 107thescore.com. Thank you for joining us on a Friday. Hopefully you've got a great weekend in store for you. If you're looking for something to listen to, well, we got you covered all weekend long. We'll start with tonight as Red Raider baseball looks to bounce back in Orlando against UCF. 4:30 coverage tonight on Double T 97.3, 5 o'clock first pitch local time. And then over on 6 on 100.7 The Score at 6:40. Astros taking on the Yankees. The Astros look to bounce back. That's right. The Texas Rangers already a one-game lead in the AL West, so they're for sure winning it. How about that? The Astros fell yesterday 5-4 to the Yankees. Newly acquired Juan Soto for Jamie's Yankees. He was probably pleased with this. He had his impact felt already, but it wasn't with the bat. It was with throwing out what would have been a tying run. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive throw at home. I believe that was the second out of that final inning.
It was, and probably didn't necessarily need to send him, but, you know, neither here nor there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they did, and they lost first game. Astros, though, looking to bounce back in the series again tonight. 6:40 over on 100.7 The Score. Speaking of that one-game lead in the AL West already, how about the Texas Rangers? They get to drop the banner. A little iffy on the banner drop.
Yeah, it was a little difficult. It was a struggle.
That looked like me trying to drop the banner up there, because I'm sure I would have made it look that difficult. But I love the, right, because you're doing the countdown in the video, and I'm sure, I mean, even as a non-Rangers fan, it would have been awesome to have been in the building, right? And if you got to go, I'm glad that you got to.
Fighter.
Yes, and especially if you're a longtime Rangers fan on top of it, this is like the cherry on top, right? Because you got the national championship. You got the World Series championship last year, finally get that drought ended. And now this is like just the celebration rolling on. And now baseball is back too, so you get to watch your favorite team even more. But like, you know, they're doing the countdown and everyone's losing their minds, right? Cheering, pumped. And then you kind of hear that lull, like, all right, drop that other corner.
Yeah, let's go. All right,
let's get it a little smoothed out. Let's iron this out.
It's a static electricity.
And
they didn't put the saw or the dryer sheet in there, whatever they. Yeah, no, it took a little while. It made for time filler though for my open video for my highlights last night.
I love you get to look at things through that lens.
I've always looked at things positively.
Like video content right there. Yeah. But the game was even more exciting. It almost looked like anarchy at the end. You have a completely blown call with what should have been a foul tip. I honestly did not know that this wasn't reviewed, like that you couldn't review this.
I didn't either. And I talk about things that you probably do need reviewed.
Speaking of which, just keep that thought in your little mind for a little bit later on. However, ball don't lie, hashtag Rasheed Wallace, and Jankowski.
Hashtag Draymond Green. Which has nothing to do with that. I thought we were playing that game. This was free show prep here. No, okay.
Continue. My bad. I should have kept playing. Jankowski hits a shot in the bottom of the ninth, ties it up. It goes to extras. I do think, I mean, was it a blown call? Yes. But obviously it was still going, and I saw, you know, Jonah Heim should have made a quicker decision because you score from second on that play if you're the Cubs. He does get some justice, though, because he's the guy who gets the walk-off hit. And the Texas Rangers win 4-3, so an exciting way to start the season for the old Rangers.
Josh Jung scored that game-winning run, too.
Yeah. Wyatt Langford got his first RBI in his first hit.
Yeah.
It's exciting. If
Josh Jung scored that run as well. It was all set up perfectly at the end of that game, too. In the 10th inning, bases were loaded. Wyatt Langford was at the plate looking for, I guess, technically a second hit because he got an infield hit right earlier in the game.
Yeah, showed off
perfect.
The wheels.
He was going to be able to do the whole walk-off thing, and then he grounded out and actually grounded into a fielder's choice, and they got the out at home. Mm-hmm. It had the potential of being an awesome first game for him. He still won, but it wasn't as cool as it could have been.
Yeah. Do better, Langford.
Yeah,
we're expecting more out of you, Rook. Texas Tech softball. They lost yesterday to UCF 8-5. They put up 4 runs in the first inning. And if you watched Red Raider Baseball on ESPN Plus last night, they cut to it at least 3 times that I caught. One of them was immediately when it was 4-0, and I was like, all right, there they go.
Yep.
Of course, Texas Tech had not played since 2 weekends before. Whenever they were swept by Oklahoma and then had the horrible weather situation in Ames where they had the series canceled. So in basically 2 weeks, it's the first action you're seeing, get off to a hot start. Then they put up a 6th spot in the 4 fourth inning and take a two-run lead. You answer back with a run, and then UCF scores two in the seventh to take it 8-5. But they cut once, it's 4-0. They cut the second time, it's 6-4.
Yeah.
And then they, I think they did it on purpose, just because I'm cynical. They do it as they were like, oh, and again, Texas Tech and UCF playing each other on the softball diamond as well over back in Lubbock. And, oh, that's the final out. Look at that. UCF has won.
Yeah. That guy, I didn't get to listen to the entire thing, but there was one portion. If you want to be entertained, he seemed he had a very detailed story, and I was listening to him, about a bug or something, or a lizard. A lizard getting stuck to the windshield wiper of his car. I meant to go back and clip that and give it to Lucas too. I'm so mad now.
I did not catch that. I did catch his, he was explaining, which by the way, I mean, maybe a little bit of radio static in there, but if you closed your eyes, because if you're listening over the radio, it wouldn't matter. Don't do that if you're listening on the radio.
When you're driving,
look at the road. It was like a John Harris knockoff. The play-by-play guy.
He had a very
it was
deep
incredible.
Voice. Yes,
yes.
Very deep voice.
Again, not exact copy and paste, but very close. I was enjoying his reasoning of why you shouldn't share popcorn. Because if I go in, now I've contaminated it with my hand. If you go in, now we've cross-contaminated. And
I apologize for not bringing that to the table. Last night I even heard it during the editing process, and I was like, I need to get that for Lucas. I guess lizards climbing on windshields and grabbing onto windshield wipers is a thing in Orlando.
That seems like one of the tamer things that happens in the state of Florida.
Florida,
so
right, yeah.
That's probably like a vacation that's for their day to day. Red Raiders look to even up the series tonight at 6 o'clock over at Rocky Johnson. Speaking of Tech baseball, last night sucked how it happens. You lose 5-4, walk-off hit by pitch. UCF scores two runs in the ninth. I think this is easy to say now, but it's the second inning whenever you have the bases loaded, no outs, and you don't get anything out of it. And then on top of it, you see Josh Sanders, who'd been, to me, your best reliever.
And he was good until
And he was good because he comes in the seventh. Three up, three down in the seventh and the eighth inning. And then the ninth inning, it gets away from you, and that's just you don't ever want to get walked off, but the walk-off, either walk or walk-off hit by pitch,
yes.
Like that is just kind of a gut punch. But see if you can bounce back tonight. Again, that is a 4:30 coverage start on Double T 97.3.
That game was bookended by two bad innings.
Yeah, I agree. Ryan Free gets the start.
And he got out of it. I mean, he only gave up one run, but walked a lot of people. It was a slow start for him. But
yeah, I thought... Because we were all expecting it to be Hewer, and it turns out the reason he doesn't get the start, at least what Tadlock said, I believe, was, you know, with the flight delay, just everything that you do to get ready for a game got thrown off, so they decided to go Free instead. And then not being able to get out to the field and look at – that's the first time you know, you're checking out that stadium. You're not used to it, then being new to the conference. So you don't get to do all the pregame stuff that you do the night before. So, and then with the game being pushed back, they put in Ryan Free. And to his credit, Ryan Free, last couple of times, has not looked the best.
Yeah, that was one of his better outings.
And it starts out shaky and then smooths it out. And I thought overall, I mean, looked pretty good. Did enough to, when you handed that game over to Rogers coming in next,
yep,
you were in a great spot.
Yeah, good spot start for your first career start. I thought he did a good job in a very short amount of time, knowing he was going to do something he had never done before.
Yeah, so looking at the positives.
Yeah.
Damian Bravo, they have yet to get him out in this series.
There you go. Another positive from the headlines, the Rangers have a one-game lead over everybody in the AL West. They do.
That's what I said.
No, I thought you just said the Astros.
No, I said
everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, I only think about the Astros. Because we were working on 100.7 The Score, the home of the Houston Astros.
what's the saying? Oh, rent free. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, David Collier, Lucas White behind the glass. We are live from the First United Bank studio. Two more hours with us. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. If you call that number, Lucas will tell you what type of donut you should enjoy on your morning. I just capped off a blueberry cake. Phenomenal. Thank you to whoever brought them to the office. One of my faves.
Yeah. You more of a cake donut as opposed to a glass?
Yes, don't I look like I'm a cake donut?
Yeah, you
do. Yeah. I fill out this this pullover nicely.
You hide behind the laptop. That's the key. Nobody sees how much you fill out the cake donut.
Oh, do you want me to sit my good on the desk and I plop this up here? yeah. I think that's do you feel like you have I've turned into my parents? It's the Geico commercial.
Sometimes, yes.
That's something that I notice, like from like I've picked up from my dad, is now I just make noises. Like, like walking around the house like ah! Just like brr.
No, every time you get up, you make a noise.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no reason to do it either. No,
yeah,
I've caught myself doing
it. Okay, here's the thing. So if you're getting up, right, and you're stiff and you do like that noise, it is the same prime athlete thinking of grunting with tennis, right? You get more power when you hit the tennis ball. You get more power when you're getting up.
Well, you say that, and funny you say that, because I attempted to watch The Office last night, but I fell asleep. The one part I do remember is the episode where they're trying to load the truck because they won the lottery and they were greasing the floor, and Dwight said the same exact thing. You grunt, it's a scientifically proven fact. You grunt, you hit the ball harder, and then what's her name? Aaron. Uh-huh. Aaron just grunts and launches a box of paper into the bottom of the back tire of the. I didn't feel anything.
What do they call it? I don't remember what they call it when they're like sliding him through the oil. It's like, no, I want to see it. Yeah, no, it's stupid. No, I want to see it.
I can't remember, but I just remember it was a luge type type thing. And then they had some kind of saying, and Jim said it so quietly that I don't remember what it was.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from Shelley. Windshield lizard horse name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm listening to the I found the story. If anybody wants to go listen to it, you might not have the time. We're here for two more hours, but it is in the top of the fifth inning when the right after the Red Raiders have hit. I'm just trying to help it out.
No, I know.
Right after Landon Stripling's home run, so it's during Damian Bravo's at bat in the top of the fifth inning, and this play-by-play guy, I think he might be the color guy. Either way, he's explaining a...
No, that was the play-by-play guy.
That was
the
play-by-play guy, yeah. He's explaining how two lizards attacked him as he was driving.
And I'm only laughing because I just heard it, and it's so just such a ridiculous...
Well, the best part
about
it...
That's what I love about baseball broadcasts. You can get away with some of that stuff. Like, if you're doing that in basketball, like, hey, we've missed seven plays.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. So anyway, these two lizards just fall right on my windshield. 2-2 pitch. That's fouled off to the right side.
These two crocodiles now hanging onto my windshield. And there's a strike on the corner.
Yep, we got a pitching change. Stick around. Not for the game, but the rest of my story.
Two lizards with the UCF broadcast. As someone who now lives in the Midwest, here you go. Surrounded by Cubs fans, last night was thoroughly enjoyable. After the walk-off, I yelled, "Go Rangers!" from my back porch, and I can't repeat what my neighbors said back.
It's one game.
That's satisfying. Oh, but still,
yes, I agree.
It is funny, because I don't, and you can tell me, Rangers fans out there, if you disagree. Astros fans, you've lived through this too.
I mean, you lost last night.
Well, no. It's been a while, but as a Royals fan, I got to do this one season after the 15 season. Like, if you are a fan of a World Series team, right? You're the World Series winning team.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait for that next season. And if you're a baseball fan, you can't wait anyways, but there's extra anticipation, right? Like, to me, that buzz just never left. Like, I was just up there on another level. Anytime someone even mentioned the Royals, or if they were, like, talking about England and they were talking about those Royals, like, let me tell you about these Royals. Like, just any way that I could, right? Where you're, I was
slipping
just
in there, yeah.
Yes, and just a different energy. So it's like when you get to game one, to me, it's like the season never stopped.
No,
Even though there is a period. So, like, to start off after all that emotion of getting your first World Series and then to have controversy in the first game and win it in extras, like, yeah, in an exciting way to do it. I don't blame the screaming from my back porch approach at all.
No, I agree. And it was an exciting finish. Like you said, I think it was the fifth in opening day history for the Rangers. And yeah, I over the last few weeks, I have a coworker that's an Astros fan, and he just comes into the office from time to time. He's just coming in there to talk, but he's always wearing Astros gear. And he came in and he just, like, smiled at me. And I immediately start prodding him about, oh, yeah, favored to win the division. Pretty exciting for your Astros. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you know, we got two pennants hanging in our stadium. I was like, one, but, mm-hmm, you know, whatever you want to go with. But, yeah, no, thoroughly enjoy needling people with the World Series.
Well, just life for you, right? But also that.
Well, but, there's some backing to it, you know.
Are you a Rangers? I don't think I know this.
Yes.
Are you a Rangers fan?
Well, and everybody's like, oh, you're not a Rangers fan. I've lived in Texas for 20 years, and we watch Rangers games every single night in our house. The minor league AAA team used to be in Oklahoma City, the 89ers, mm-hmm, and I used to go to 89ers games all the time. Oh. So for somebody to tell me that I'm not a Rangers fan is silly.
You're not a Rangers fan, so.
Yeah, you're silly, which,
well,
you play that part quite a bit.
I've been playing that part.
You are.
Put it into my DNA.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've been called way worse. This to the what do y'all think of Nelson Cruz signing a one-day contract to retire a Seattle Mariner? This texter says he can kick rocks better there than Arlington, and not bitter at all.
Yeah, again, mm-hmm, I like
with the
Nelson
Pinocchio.
Cruz. Yeah, Pinocchio
emoji. And then someone says good job to the fan who yelled in Chicago. From the resident fan, here you go, all caps, let's go Wolfpack. I asked this question to Gus yesterday. You know, I feel like you can lose to a team that you don't really have history with, and I know you've played NC State in football before, but, like, you don't have a history in basketball.
Yeah,
you don't really have a history. You've just seen that logo a bunch for some reason lately. But sometimes you have that game where you lose and you just hate that program forever, or at least for, like, a five-year period until you've calmed down and kind of smoothed over. And, like, you know, they were just playing in the tournament too. I didn't have any of that towards North Carolina State for some reason.
I think a lot of Tech fans did, though.
Well,
but it's, I mean,
I just haven't seen a bunch. I've seen more of you, what you did wrong to lose that game, and less, like, I want North Carolina State to burn into the ground.
You need to do a show with Choice, because Choice seemed like he wanted them to burn into the ground.
I do a show with him.
Really?
Most days.
Oh, I was not aware. When is that show? What channel?
That's on the Bottom Line here, 100.7 The Score. More next at the end of the bench.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I kind of feel like we're going to reshoot that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Yeah.
You and Lucas?
You and I. We're twinning today.
But why? So I would be Arnold Schwarzenegger then?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just double checking.
What's wrong with Danny DeVito?
I don't know. I like the place that he does commercials for. I don't eat there that much, but I do actually enjoy it.
Was it Jersey Mike's?
I don't know if we can say that.
Oh. There are no rules. Happy
obviously,
Friday.
Obviously, there the advertising was working, so congratulations to him.
The sandwich eating. What's your favorite Danny DeVito role of all time?
Not the Penguin.
Really?
I don't. That's probably one of my least favorite.
It's top three for me.
Oh, I can't stand him in that. I mean, when he bites that fish head or whatever, that's. But yeah, I just didn't like that Batman. Best Danny DeVito. I would really wish I would watch Always Sunny.
See, that's how I feel, because the episodes that I've seen, and I've probably seen 15% of the shows that are out there amount just from random episode watching. Because if it's on like TV channel, I'll keep it on there. But every time I watch it, it makes me laugh. And he cracks me up in it specifically.
Man, I'm trying to think of something else. I mean, other than like,
do you Taxi, remember? Were you a Friends fan?
Not enough to remember Danny DeVito being on Friends.
He was a male, say birthday dancer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. For an episode, and his whole shtick was he'd been doing it forever, and he was out of shape, and they. He gets like upset that they were disappointed that that's who showed up, and he's in a cop outfit. Yeah, so there's that. Probably not picking that role, huh?
No, I'm not picking that role since I don't remember it. Man, really not that many great movie roles for him.
He was fantastic in the animated Hercules.
Yeah, that's in the top 10 list that I'm looking at here. Uh-huh. But like, I don't remember him. Of course, I don't remember much about L.A. Confidential.
My favorite thing about his Hercules role is they just drew him,
yeah,
and then put horns
on
his
the
head.
Top of him. Give
like
him,
that's what
give
they
him
did
some eyelashes. Make his nose a lima bean, and put horns on his head.
It's like they needed inspiration for that. What is he, a satyr? Is that what it's called? Basically, a human goat thing.
Yes,
Greek mythology. It's like, oh, we need inspiration of how to draw this character. And they're like, who's playing it? I was like, we're giving it to Danny DeVito. I'm like, perfect.
Sweet.
We're just done. Draw an anime Danny DeVito, put horns on his head.
I never answered your my favorite Danny DeVito. It's probably Twins. I mean, because I don't remember half of the movies that he's been in. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And you're very anti-Penguin, I'm just learning.
That's a very dark Batman movie. I don't really care.
Oh, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Christopher Walken. I don't have a great Walken. I wish I did. Lucas, please burn us with your questions.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
If somebody offered you $500,000 to get a tattoo on your arm of the last thing you took a picture of on your phone, would you do it?
Let's see.
Clicking on photos.
No, I wouldn't. No. I took a picture to send you guys a horse name this morning, and disputed tip is on my phone. Absolutely not. Not a chance. Not on your life.
Which part of this picture do you want? No.
Regrets, not a single letter, huh?
Mine really wouldn't make any sense. So I was at work yesterday taping something, and I to remember how to do it the next time, I took a picture of a bunch of the buttons on our board. So I would basically have M1 and M2 with a orange and red. Why not? Yes, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yours isn't.
Yeah.
There's nothing poor that you can draw from yours.
Nope. Yeah, I'm totally on board. Give me the money.
Oh, man. What was the price you said?
$500,000, right?
Yeah. I don't want to have that conversation for the rest of my life. Like a disputed tip. What does that mean?
Yeah, but this would, I mean, it's people would ask you about that. What's that mean? Is that part of the deal, too? You have to explain it to every single person that asks you.
If they ask, they ask. But if not, okay. Then you're good.
Well, let's be real here. If you have a tattoo on your arm that someone's going to see, what, 1 in 4 people the first time they see it are going to ask about it?
Yeah, but if
like not in a demeaning way, but I mean like, oh, that's cool. Like, what does that mean? Or is, you know,
yeah, but if you got
why this
barbed wire tattoo or something like that on your arm, people aren't going to ask you about it.
Oh, I ask people all the time if they're into fencing when they have the barbed wire.
Oddly enough, there we go. 5 pictures back. Pictures of fencing. I had to repair a fence in our backyard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Handyman.
No, not quite. You got another one, Lucas, or are we stopping there?
No, we're moving. You have a very valuable item that you're trying to take and sell it to a pawn shop.
Okay.
How's your negotiating skills to try to get the best value? Like, say you're negotiating with Rick Harrison at Pawn Stars, mm-hmm. and he lowballs you. How are you going to counter that to get the maximum value that you want for this item?
Man, I'm bad with conflict. I will cave so fast just to get out of the situation. I might just walk away. I might just say, okay, thanks for the op. Like and here's the thing. I also don't know the price and cost of stuff. So even if I have something, I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is worth a lot of money. Even with my research that I would do on it, I wouldn't be confident. Like, I'm not accepting anything less than $2,000 on this. And so if he says, I'll give you $1,000, there's a great chance it's either a quick yes or I try once like, well, there's all these other pawn shops that I can take this and I know it's worth $2,000. And if he's like, okay, cool, do it. I'm like, cool, I'm going to do that. Is the $1,000 still on the table?
I would do the exact same thing as you. I wouldn't know. This is like the Declaration of Independence. Are you lowballing me here? I'm not quite sure.
Give you $5.
But like $750. Can we go $750? This is the Declaration of No, I would be absolutely atrocious at it. Anytime we do anything that involves negotiating, like getting a new vehicle, mm-hmm. I'm just the pretty face. I just sit there and they like talk to me and I'm basically like, Talk to her. She's the one that does all the negotiating.
I don't like pickles on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even send that back. Like, I just, this, the equivalent of that to me is like, okay, well, either I'll just eat it or if I can take the pickles off, I'll take the pickles off.
Yeah, no,
that's my mentality for negotiating at a pawn store too. Like, just eat the pickles.
I'm like that, but. Now, if it's for somebody else, then that's where I'm not going to, because you didn't take the pickles or the mayo off of my kid or my wife's stuff, I'm not going to go through the aggravation.
All of a sudden, you got to deal with Hobbit XXL, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It's go time.
I'm not going to have the bad eating experience at home because you didn't listen to the order. Let's get some new stuff here for them. Mine could have, you could put whatever on top of mine. I'd be like, that's not right, but there's some mayo on
this
that.
This is
burger.
An actual shoe.
Yeah. What? I'm fine with the shoe on mine, but could you take the shoe off the other one and just put like a slipper on
But heaven
slipper
forbid
on
you
that
put
one.
Onions on that one. I will jump over that counter so fast and slap you to next Tuesday.
I'm trying to enjoy my dinner at home, man. Come on. If nobody else is happy, then I can't be happy.
Just sounds like you got extra food that they're not going to finish.
If there's stuff that you can take off, I do that. I'll eat the tomatoes.
I said do-do.
Do-do.
What sport event lives rent-free in your head?
What sport event?
Yeah, in the past.
Sporting event in the past? Farouk Manesh.
Yeah.
Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa. I don't let stuff get to me, Lucas.
Zabransky!
For me, it's the Chargers blowing their lead against the Jaguars in the playoffs.
It was only 4 touchdowns.
Yeah,
anyone could have blown that lead. That's a recent one. Man. If you want to answer any of the burning questions, hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Give us your negotiating skills. Tell us if you'd send back a food item. There you go. What was the first one? Tattoos.
Tattoos. Yeah,
that was a really good one.
Look at your phone, not while you're driving it. Tell us if you would get that picture.
Or while you're driving, just make sure there's no cops. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Time for Ask the Bench Warmers on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Get your questions in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Clint Scott, David Collier, Lucas White behind the glass. And you have Astros Yankees game 2, 6:40 tonight, right here on 100.7 The Score, your home for the Houston Astros. Over on Double T 97.3 this afternoon, starting at 4:30, Red Raider Baseball taking on UCF in Orlando. Pipe down, computer. For game 2, you can hear game 3 tomorrow starting at 11:30 on Double T 97.3. You can also hear the first Rangers game, not the first Rangers game of the year, but the first one on Double T 97.3. Conflicting schedules, of course, with Red Raider Baseball to start. Rangers and Cubs, it'll be game 3 tomorrow starting at 6 on Double T 97.3. You can also hear the conclusion of the Astros and Yankees series. Nope, game 3 of 4, 5:45 tomorrow, 100.7 The Score. Quick Swerve. Yep. Hello, you nasty Viking. Horse name. That's good. Hello, you nasty Viking. The challenge. Why in that wording did that get even worse?
I don't know.
Shelly said, Collier's over my sass. It is Friday. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too,
Shelly. Go into the beach. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a beach guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair skin.
Unfair skin is what it is. Because it burns so easily.
The beach.
But I would much rather go to the cold. Like, because the classic debate is, oh, do you go to the mountains or you go to the beach?
You know, you could go to the West Coast and go to the cold water. There, you've got both.
But then there's sand. I'm kind of like Star Wars. I don't like sand. It's coals. I don't remember what's after that. We're just talking about sand.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. It is I'm totally a type of person, if you feel something like a bug on you and you just, you can't not feel it. That's how I feel about sand. Just assume it's still on me.
You don't like walking in sand?
No, not really.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Even if it's like dry and it's not sticking to you? I think that's Lucas, do you have a problem with sand?
I do not. Problem. No, yeah. I don't have a problem with sand.
And the problem
this is a very random conversation.
Well, like the sand can be dry, but you know, I'm a big guy, so I'm almost always going to have what I'll call humid feet.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't like playing sand volleyball.
Self mud. That's what I call it. Just making bricks on my own, because that's how you do that. We got this on the chat line. It's all caps, so I'm going to step away from the microphone for just a second. Let's go, Wolfpack! Good luck to you. Yeah, I'm glad one of our listeners is having a very excitable conference tournament to NCAA tournament run.
They should have made that trek over to Dallas.
Maybe they did. Where you can listen anywhere with
that's
the
true.
Mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank.
Snake Ankles, Alabama.
Snake ankles.
Isn't that one of the towns that Luke or Lucas?
He said scratch chose? Ankle the other day, but snake I would believe that better. Snake Ankles is like the rival town. Like, we don't take too kindly to scratch ankle civilians. We're from Snake Ankle. This is on the chat line. Gingers aren't fair skinned. They are punishment skinned. Yeah.
This is a part of the show where you do all the ginger jokes that you sent to Choice.
You mean the one ginger ale joke he said twice, and then I sent him a paragraph of ginger ale jokes?
Yes.
They don't want a ginger to snap.
Hey, oh man, I do love ginger snaps.
I do too.
So good. Speaking of sand, they can be a little dry. Not done correctly. My mom does.
It's hard to have the snap without the dry.
Well, but at the same time, there can be snap where it's dry like it's supposed to be, and then there's like snap where it is just immediately dust.
Yeah.
It's turned into a powder. Mm-hmm. Chuggy Bear said, only thing fun about gingers is when they snap. Mm-hmm. I myself am also a moist footer. Welcome to the brotherhood. Yes! Moist footers, rise up. It's our time to squish as we walk. After watching the Tech game, I caught the last couple of batters of the Rangers game. The ending made the sting of the Tech loss ease up a little. Oh, man, you want to talk about immediate game one swing of emotions? I mean, I didn't see, like, death threats for the umpire, because I don't blame the ump in this situation. My issue is, why is this not reviewable? Of all the things that you can review, if you can review, like, hey, did he make the tag? Hey, was he on the bag? Hey, did he beat the throw? You can't review on a foul tip situation, because even if, let's say you let it play out, right, which is probably what you do in that situation, because you do that play out in some things, like with the NFL play out in basketball, and then if it's wrong, you can go back and just reset everybody, right? If you halt the play, then you'll never know what happened. this would be like so easy to implement.
They don't blow a whistle, or the whistle will play dead in football.
You let the defender, typically is what it is, run out and run it back for a touchdown, and then you go back and go, okay, knee was on the ground. Why can you not do this in baseball? And maybe my simple mind can't comprehend the intricacies of what you can and can't review, which would probably be accurate, except that I feel pretty solid on this one, that this is a dumb thing that you can't go back, especially if it's going to affect a game like it did.
No, I agree. And now, last week I did complain about the ridiculous amount of reviews that there are in baseball at this point, but this seems like one that would be pretty cut and dry. You go straight to it, you see the ball move. Mm-hmm. When it hits the bat, and you're like, all right, we don't need to see it anymore. Yeah, that's a foul ball. You get back to second, and we'll do this whole thing again.
But to be fair, like to the ump, that's not his decision that you can't review that, right? And I could see in live action, I thought it was a little unfair. My issue is that you can't review it. It wasn't that he missed it. Did he miss it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the way the angle was, I could see how – you would miss that as an umpire. And that's what makes it where it's, you know, being an ump, being a ref, you're going to be imperfect. It just, that was on the biggest stage of the game. And at the time, it was like, you just lost us the first game of the season. Again, then on the other side, you get the ball don't lie story. And then the Rangers end up winning it in the 10th. My issue with is not so much the ump, but it's, this seems something controllable and fixable.
It could be as simple as having a fourth crew member that their job is to review and watch the game feed, and then immediately they make this decision and let the person behind the plate or whoever is, you know, in charge of that crew.
And then we can make the call there. I say take the guy that's usually in the booth, the steritor, like, let's go to Gene. What'd you think? I was like, well, the refs were perfect. They didn't do anything wrong. they're basically Jesus. So there you go. And then, like, all right, thanks, Gene. Great input. Take that role and, like, put him to work in that
make
spot.
Make him actually do the job. And then, I was about to say, let's go. Why did you go with that? And he can explain it during the broadcast while the guy's talking about the lizards on his windshield.
Oh, man. More lizard stories, please.
Yeah, again, if you're just joining us,
if UCF, you can watch guys, ESPN were fantastic.
Plus, the play-by-play guy for UCF, phenomenal random stories, pitch by pitch. That one spanned two segments. I don't want to call them, you know, innings because there was a pitching change, but he let that story go for a while.
Basically Jesus weed strain.
Hey, since you're into yelling stuff, you should
read this in all caps as well, Clint. And just Jayhawks suck. Did I do it?
Turn it up.
I
really
blacked
loud.
Out for a second. Yeah.
I'll make it louder in the post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It's so dumb, the things that are and are not reviewable in sports. I agree.
There are judgment calls that I understand, I guess, but there are so many things in baseball that you're like, that is simple. If you're running out of the baseline and this guy's, you know, if the, it's just like if you run inside the baseline and you're running in the where the catcher's trying to throw, those things seem pretty easy to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a judgment call too. But
Collier, Lucas, and I are actually going to go run a three-man ump crew later tonight. We're not telling which game we're going to. We're just going to show up in our ump gear and we're just going to yell, we got next, and kick the umps that were actually there to work, you know, off the field. Lucas is going to be behind the plate.
We're going to be wherever Snead is. So be ready.
Just following
Captain Snead-a-roo.
Captain Snead-a-roo. Hey, you'll hear from him next. Him and Jeff McGuire starting off the bottom line. That'll do it for us. Gentlemen, thanks for letting me crash for a
thanks
little while.
For coming and crashing.
Yeah, I'm going to go get myself some Fratty Pebbles and Choreos for a little snack. A little off-brand cereal-age.
That's great.
They'll be back at it same place, same time on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.